In his first network TV interview since winning the election, President-elect Trump touched on some of his biggest campaign promises. He plans to start following through with them immediately when he takes office in January. In an interview with NBC News' Kristen Welker for Meet the Press on Sunday, December 8th, Trump said, "A lot of it will have to do with economics. A lot's going to do with energy. A lot's having to do with the border. We're going to immediately strengthen up the border and do a real job." Trump also doubled down on his promise to pardon Americans jailed for their role in the Capitol riot on January 6th, 2021. "We're looking at it right now," Trump said. "Most likely, yeah." Trump said those arrested had no other choice than to plead guilty. He said the ones who assaulted police officers had no choice. "I'm going to look at everything. We'll look at individual cases," Trump said, "but I'm going to be acting very quickly." Department of Justice records show more than 1,500 people have been arrested or charged in connection with that attack, and nearly 900 have pleaded guilty. While Trump said he will not tell his nominees for FBI director and attorney general to go after his political rivals, he did share his opinion on what should happen to lawmakers who were on the House's select committee to investigate January 6th. "Everybody on that committee, for what they did, honestly, they should go to jail," Trump said. After the NBC interview aired, former Congresswoman Liz Cheney, RWY, who was on the committee, issued a statement saying, "Donald Trump's suggestion that members of Congress who later investigated his illegal and unconstitutional actions should be jailed is a continuation of his assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our republic." Trump did reiterate multiple times during Sunday's interview he has no plans to go after political rivals, but as we've reported here at Straight Arrow News, President Joe Biden is considering preemptive pardons for Cheney and others who were part of the House January 6th investigation, as well as Dr. Anthony Fauci and special counsel Jack Smith.